You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge, and Manchester United have beaten Wolves 4-1. Surely we're in a title race, because we're definitely back. We've got some of the best players in the world, and some of the football was scintillating today. And I tell you what, that was a good Wolves side. I'm not having any criticism of that. If you can go to Wolves and win 4-1, that's a statement that Pep Guardiola, Mikel Arteta, they're not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic. Look, fundamentally, I will always say, put a big smile on your face, because Manchester United winning, as we know, isn't always that regular. And also, it's not that regular that we beat teams convincingly and score 4 goals. So, look, there's nothing wrong about enjoying the fact that we've won a game of football. Regardless of whether you like the manager, the owners, even players, you're a Man United fan and you should enjoy Manchester United winning games. So let us know your thoughts. How are you feeling after the game? Player ratings as well. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. I just want to give a big shout out, by the way. Joseph Gilchrist, you're our 40,000 person to register for player ratings. So thank you very much for that. Remember, it's free to do and you get to do it every week. So go through the link in the live chat or the video description. But look, what I want to say from the very start is that I've watched the Premier League for a very long time, and I'm still stuck on the comment in the first half that this is like a game of soccer aid. I mean, seriously, there aren't many teams I've seen play as bad as Wolves. I totally understand why they've only scored 7 goals and I've got 2 points. I mean, that's incredibly bad. That is incredibly bad. But I didn't actually realise until I watched them tonight just how bad they are. They're absolutely rubbish. So Manchester United beating Wolves, and we have got to play them again at the end of the month, which is great. We should be taking 6 points from them. I know at half time we were sort of like thinking surely not, but they are dreadful, and that's why they are where they are. So the question is, how much does that change things for everybody? Because does beating Wolves change anything? Not for me. It's 3 points we absolutely have to have, and I still hold hope that we can be in a fight for Europe. And we are in 6th place at the moment. So technically, you could say we're in a race for Europe. Personally, I don't think we're good enough. But the longer we stay in that race, the better. It keeps the season more interesting. And, you know, regardless of what's going to happen with managers, you've got to beat Wolves. So we've done it. So fair play. And it's a good result. And as I said, they can get on Instagram and they can glaze each other and they can feel justified tonight, because they're not going to get any criticism because they won the game and there were some good performances. And that's not sarcasm. Like, that's a fact. What I will say, though, and I'll get it in very early, is that doesn't change a lot for me tonight. Like, I still look at... I mean, look, if we'd done that to Arsenal at the Emirates, I'd be fuming, because I'd be like, how can we do that to Arsenal and then do what we did against West Ham and Spurs and Everton? You know, how can we do that? We've gone and beat Wolves. You know, contextually, it's 3 points. It's good. But, you know, What does it really right the wrongs of the last few weeks? Does it really give any positivity or hope for the future? Only if we build on it. Look, if we play against Bournemouth next week and we play well and we win 3-0, that's significant. You know, it's very different to tonight. Like, if we beat Bournemouth 3-0 next week and we play like that, that's completely different to tonight. I think tonight is just a holding ground. You know, I think everything everybody said on Thursday, Friday, Saturday is still going to be the same Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think you will get a few flip-flops who were saying bad things on Thursday night who will go, oh, everything's fine now. But fundamentally, I think everybody's going to be in the same position. I think you're still going to get a group of people who are hammering out. You're still going to get a group of people who are hammering in. And you're still going to get a lot of people like myself who go, look, I still think I haven't got a fucking clue what his vision is. I still don't think we're playing very well. And I still think that the roller coaster is going to keep going up and down. I actually think, and I'm going to say it right here, right now, I think we're going to beat Villa in 2 weeks. I'm absolutely convinced we're going to beat Villa in 2 weeks. And the chat's going to laugh its head off, but that's sort of what we do. That's the game everybody thinks we're going to lose this month because Villa are third in the league. They're playing really, really well, and we're not. But that's exactly the sort of game we'll go and win. And we'll probably lose to Bournemouth, you know, because that's sort of what we do. We're just so unpredictable. But look, honestly, we've got to stay in the European race, and Amrin's got to stay in the job until the summer. That's what needs to happen, and it probably will happen. That needs to happen. We can't be in a position where we're sacking the manager halfway through the season. That fundamentally, that's what we need to happen. We need to stay in the European race and get to the summer and assess where we are. If we're not in Europe, if we're not in Europe and we're playing shit football and there's no vision, he needs to go. And if we are in Europe and we're playing slightly better football, then he'll stay. And that's where I'm at with it. However, I'm still going to say, because I'd be a liar if I'm not, I still don't really feel any different than I did after West Ham. Because I fully expected us to win tonight, and we did. And I look at the team and I just think Wolves were so bad. I don't think you can take anything performance from that. Like, Mason Mount played well, but are we really going to play Mason Mount, Cunha and Mbeumo as a front three? I think better teams will swallow them up in no time. That midfield is still going to get exploited. They cost us a goal today. And we play with a back five and we still can see goals. So I think Wolves let us look good. And until I start seeing that type of a performance against better teams, I can't really say we're back. It's ironic to say we're back. It's ironic to say we're in a top four race. I just don't think we're good enough. I really, really don't. So that's sort of how I feel. I'm happy with the result because we absolutely needed the 3 points. But you sort of want to play the next game. I want to play Bournemouth tomorrow. I mean, I don't need a break, but I want to play Bournemouth very, very quickly to see if we can build upon it. Because I think the jury's still out. The jury is still massively out. And it'd be interesting to see what Amrim says after the game, because I tell you what it is that annoys me. What annoys me is seeing Man United win a game like that and then seeing the players running around Mason Mount when he scores a goal and going, I cannot get on board with Casemiro and Bruno in the midfield. I cannot get on board with Luke Shaw being the future left side of the centre back. I cannot get on board with Dalot. And I cannot get him on board with a front three that doesn't have a striker. So there's still massive issues in that team that, to me, I need to see a vision. I need to see performance. And I'm repeating myself from Everton and West Ham, but Wolves doesn't change that for me. And I'm never not going to be honest. I want to see a better vision and I want to see better performances. But Wolves was a good performance and it was a good result. But I'm not really in a better mood than I was after West Ham because I'm just like, it's Wolves. I need to see this against better teams. And I'm still massively confused by his misuse of players as well and what he's actually trying to do at the football club. But he's going to get time. Well, rightly or wrongly, he will get time. And, you know, as Wilcox says, you've got to trust the process. But look, look, we're going to do player ratings in a minute. You can't knock the players tonight. You know, I don't think there was any bad performances. whether it's light switch on or off. I don't even think it was light switch on tonight. I think it was just impossible not to perform well against a team that bad. I don't think the players switched the light on or off. I just think it was a straightforward game for them where players of that quality found it ridiculously easy. I mean, look, Wolves should have parked the bus and countered. The fact that they opened up and tried to play through us was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It was like an open goal and we took advantage of it. And although it was 4-1, realistically, I said it in the second half on the watch along. You know, when we beat Ipswich 9-0, well, some of you won't remember it, but you know, when Spurs beat Southampton 9-0, I genuinely think it could have been one of those games. Like, if we'd started off and took the goals quickly, I really think we could have won 7-8-0. I think it was that type of a game. And we shouldn't have conceded. You know, we shouldn't have conceded. But look, it's embarrassing to concede, but it was more embarrassing to be 1-1 at halftime. 4-1, I'm not bothered about over the course of a game. Yeah, we conceded, but we scored four goals. It is what it is. Natasha says, stop moaning. He's only been there a year. Well, Natasha, look, I'm not going to get into childish little debates with people who can't form an opinion and listen to what somebody else's is. I've been live for 10 minutes and I've explained my stance. It might go over your head, but I have standards. And it seems to me that, you know, you talk about standards when we drop points or we lose a game and everyone's like, yeah, I completely agree. You talk about standards when you win a game and people are, oh no, what are you on about? Standards don't disappear just because you beat Wolves. Standards are still there. Like, it's still totally relevant. And I know some of you change your weather like you change your opinion like you change your socks, but some of us actually say something and mean it and don't change our opinion without evidence. And I haven't seen any evidence tonight to change what I was saying before. If you have, that's fine. Respect my opinion and respect yours. I'm not being guilt-tripped into saying everything's okay because we beat Wolves 4-1. I don't think everything's okay. I think the next three games are really difficult. And if we come out of those three games with 7 points, that'll be incredible. If we come out of those three games with 6 points, that'll be very good. If we come out of those three games with 3 points, that's shit. So let's see what happens in the next three games. Jack says, who exactly would you start if you were Amrin? Well, mate, the midfield's a joke. The goal we concede today is because of the midfield. The midfield needs to change. I would use Mainu because I think he's very good at keeping the ball. I'd play Bruno further up. I mean, Bruno Fernandes tonight has got a goal, 2 goals and an assist. All those goals really come from an attacking position because we're playing against Wolves. I'd play him in an attacking position. I'd start Martinez now. I think this, we've got to gradually bring Martinez back. Crap needs to stop. You know, we're in the middle of December now. The international break ended at the back end of November. I think we're at a point now where Martinez needs to start. He's better than Luke Shaw. I think Delo at left back is a joke. I wouldn't be doing that. I know he got an assist today, but I wouldn't be playing him. I don't think he's a very good player. And I'd play a focal point striker. I mean, look, it's hard to get that across to people because we've beaten Wolves and Delo got an assist and, you know, Mount scored and, you know, but I think we need a focal point striker. We need a better midfielder and a better midfield. And we need Martinez at the back and we need a left back. Simple as that. And you can say Dorgu's shit, but he's more of a future than Delo, who I think's absolute shit. But that's my opinion. Your opinion's that Dorgu's shit. You ask me the question, I'll give you the answer. I've seen us disappointed in games we expect to win for years. Why Wolves are poor and it doesn't wipe out the past few weeks is a result we take. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We 100% should not be critical in the sense of Man United winning a game of football. You know, Brighton and Spurs drew to Wolves. Bruno should just play the role Mount today. Mainu in Bruno's position. Mount super sub, says Mrs. Stone. Amad is slowly turning into Garnacho. I mean, Lee, look. At halftime, Mbeumo was getting pelters. And I was like, I don't really think he had a bad half. He scores a goal. I don't think he had a bad game. I've seen people going in on Amad as well. I thought Amad had a good game. I've said this before about Amad. It feels to me like Amad's becoming a... It's almost like people want to put some people want to put Ahmad in the bomb squad. And I've noticed it this season quite a lot. And I actually think Ahmad had a good game. I thought he was really dangerous. I think every time he gets the ball, you know, he should have had a penalty in the first half. He won the penalty in the second half. He put some good crosses into the box. He's really tidy. Defensively, he's a little bit weak, but I don't really get the Ahmad stuff. It feels like we're looking to scapegoat Ahmad, and I don't really get it. And I think we're going to really miss him when we don't have him. I mean, in them two games against Villa and Newcastle. Honestly, I take nothing away from this game. Wolves are genuinely the worst Premier League side I've seen. At one point, I thought the TV was on at 0.5 speed, says Chip. The positive today was some attacking football, says Kazum. Who had done that one? If Amrim got six midfielders, is he going to drop Bruno, says Parker? And that's the question, isn't it? Who exactly do you want him to pick? I've done that one, Daddy. Three counter-attacks and one penalty. Tonight proved nothing, says Zaid. We are better away from home because we can counter, says Diego. I mean, look, it's not my responsibility. We're not the Wolves stand. But if I was a Wolves fan, I'd be saying, why against Manchester United, whose only good games this season has been against teams who attack them, Liverpool, Brighton and Sunderland, why did Wolves, the worst team in Premier League history, decide to attack Man United when Man United struggle against a low block? I mean, why they didn't play a low block, I'll never know. But look, we feasted on it. A capable midfield will do wonders, says Matt. We need signings to fairly evaluate Amrim's work. Squad is poor overall. Bench is dreadful. You really think Guardiola would be top three with these players, says Ruben. Everton and West Ham is big question marks, says Kazum. I'm still very much Amrim in. I still think he needs to sign a few more players to prove himself. The team is trash. It's not fair to let him go early, says Chris B. Bruno should let Cunha take the penalty, but the ego took over, says Anthony. Ahmad needs improvement for real. Every time he gets the ball, I know he will lose the ball 9 times out of 10. Long story short, we need world-class wingers and centre midfielders, says Sir YMT. Result today is one of few curveball emotions, says Kazum. Thank you, Paul Reynolds. Jack Stockdale, thanks for being a member for 42 months. Plantman says, I get it, Mark, I really do, but this year is just get the points and move on. Mission accomplished, regroup and go again. Operation Europe. Yeah, but you know, just on that point, can somebody explain to me what that even means? This year is about getting the points, Operation Europe. So what happens next season then? Because if this team gets Europe, you're telling me he's going to let Casemiro go, Bruno go, Shaw go, Dalot go. So we're going to lose half the team. Next season will be a rebuild again. And this is where I get a bit confused. Some people want to sweep these shit performances under the table. Not tonight, but these general shit performances under the table. People want to sweep the vision under the table. So we get in Europe and then we sell half the team. Well, the club won't replace half the team. So next season we'll be using the same players again. And I don't think that's acceptable. So I can't buy into the whole this season it doesn't matter about how we play because it's just about getting into Europe and then next season we cook. How are we going to cook next season when we lose half the team? Which we won't. It'll be the same players next season. I know that's a bigger point than beating Wolves. That was like a cup tie against the League Two team. The result tells us nothing at all. No surprise if we don't win again till Wolves in 3 weeks, says Jack. It's a sad day for Amrim Outers, says Kai. It is if you wanted us to lose. The sad thing is we should be 3 points off the top. We're consistently inconsistent and it needs to change, but great result. We are back, says Jordan. If you think we should be 3 points off the top, you're pissed, mate. I mean, we are not that team. Good win, 3 points, decent performances. Now I wait for Bournemouth, says the Inquisition. Ahmad needs improvement. 9 out of 10, he loses the ball, says Sir. A few people are talking about Ahmad. I disagree, but you know, a few people are talking about it. Fire up the open top bus, folks. It's Premier League contenders, says Ricky. And our next win, I believe, apart from Wolves, I believe will still be Leeds. But on the season, I can't see us winning a lot of games to bring us top five, says Bailey. Look, go and beat Bournemouth. Go and beat Villa. Then we'll talk. Useless, Dalot and Washed Mount have more goals and assists than our futures in prototype wingbacks. Dorgu and the Maverick, Cunha, says EG. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Well done. I'm not doing that. If you know, how many years has Dalot been here? I think Mourinho bought Dalot. I mean, in 2025, are we really glowing Dalot up as part of the future? Come on. I'm not going there. Dorgu's just turned 21. And I know what Manchester United should be doing. And it shouldn't be Dalot. But you know, if you think it should, that's fine. I just bought 10 bottles of Ineos hand wash, says Melissa. At least with the AFCON, we should see Bruno at 10 and Mainoo next to Casemiro. See how we fare then, says Geordie. I don't think he'll do that. I'd like to think he'll do that. I don't. I was glad Bruno took the penalty, won me 190 quid, says JGBT. Thank you very much.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to do player ratings. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Hopefully everybody's done theirs by now. Why is that so far away today? There we go. I need to be on camera myself. Mark every player out of 10, 6 being the average. Stark are your man of the match. So I'm going to go Lemens. I'll give him a 6 tonight. Didn't really have anything to do. Bloody hell. It's Wolves. Let me just double check this for a moment. I just statistically want to check this. They had two shots on target. So yeah, he didn't have a lot to do. One of them was a goal. So, you know, not his fault. I just give him a 6. Mazraoui, I thought, was decent tonight. I give him a 6.5. Yeah, I agree. I thought Mazraoui played really well against West Ham. I thought he played well tonight. I mean, look, part of me thinks he should play well in a back five, but, you know, you can only do the job that you're given to do in the circumstances that you're given. So, let's see. I thought Mazraoui did well. He will be going after the Bournemouth game, which is a shame because I think he's actually playing quite well at the moment. But hopefully De Ligt will be back, which will be a big difference. Aiden Heaven, I thought he played well. I do. I think Heaven played well. Again, I feel like some people just want to ridicule him and want him to be a failure. I don't know why we do this with our young players. You know, they are going to be prospects. They are going to make mistakes. They're going to be, you know, they're not £50 million signings from Premier League clubs. He was 25. I thought he was a 6.5. I thought he played well. I think he's got a lot of potential. And Amrim obviously preferred him over Yoro. So because he used him as a centre-back as well. He didn't use him at the left-hand side. He used him as a centre-back and he could have used Yoro there. So, you know, Heaven's obviously ahead of Yoro at the moment, which is a big, big pat on the back for Heaven. So I thought he played quite well. Luke Shaw tonight was probably a 6.5 as well. I thought he made a couple of good tackles. Look, Luke, just keep doing it till March. And there's no international breaks now for 4 months. But, you know, keep yourself fit. Keep doing what you're doing. Maybe Tuchel will take you. But that's what he's got to try and do, isn't it? I think Ahmad was a 6.5. And I'm glad that people have done that. There's a lot of people getting on the back of Ahmad. But I actually think Ahmad played quite well tonight. I'm going to give him a 6.5. Obviously, some of you agreed. 6.2 is your general score. Casemiro, probably a 6 to me tonight. Nothing tragically bad, but nothing. He was very quiet in the first half. And in a game like that, I think you probably should be playing a little bit better because there was so much space and they're so bad that, you know, it's a little bit like somebody said, when you play a League Two team, everybody should be getting a 7 or an 8. And that's what I think most people did do tonight. Bruno tonight would be my man of the match. I'd give him a 7.5. He was playing so advanced. And remember what I said in the summer. When the Saudis came in, would I take the 90 million? And I said, if he's playing as a number 10, absolutely not. If he's playing in the midfield, absolutely yes. I think across the season, he's probably played bad in 75% of our games and he's played well in 25% of them. So tonight against the really shit Wolves team, he's played well. Does that change the last few games? Not really. But what he did do tonight is he was playing very advanced. The amount of crosses he was putting in from the right-hand side and the left in a really advanced position was basically a number 10. And that's why, for me, he should be playing as a number 10. He is not a midfielder. And the goal we conceded is his fault. He's just stood there like a bloody statue, again, not anticipating what a midfielder should do. He's a number 10. And for me, he was a 7.5 tonight. Delo, 6.5. Some people thought he played badly, but he should have scored a goal. It was a good save. He got an assist, so I don't think he can be giving him average when he's doing stuff like that. So again, I don't rate him, but it's Wolves. He played okay. Mbeumo, I'd probably give him a 6.5 as well. I disagree that he was playing badly in the first half. I thought the yellow card was tracking back from a misplaced pass by himself, which showed work rate. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We had the likes of Sancho and Garnacho and Rashford who wouldn't track back. We've now got an attacker running back and getting a yellow card. So I thought, you know, got a goal as well. I think we're going to miss him when he goes to the AFCON. So I thought Mbeumo was a 6.5. I don't think he was bad today. Mason Mount took his goal really well. Some good passes. I'd give him a 7. I think Bruno was man of the match, so I'd give him a 7. Encouragingly, look, he's played quite a few minutes over the last few weeks. Mason Mount's problem is we never should have bought him. 250 grand a week, £55 million with a year left on his contract, and he's been injured for more than half of the time he's been here. The talent of the player is not in doubt. It's the ability to actually stay fit, and that's the frustrating thing. Patrick says Mount was phenomenal, in my opinion, that early pass. I think he played well, mate. I do. I think he might get man of the match. Cunha had a bit of a weird game tonight. I thought he started the game quite well, and I think he was very lively. I just think things didn't go for him, so I'd probably give him a 6. I don't think it was a bad performance. I think it could have been a great performance, but I just don't think... I mean, look, Tobias gave him a 7.5, and in a weird way, I sort of agree with you. I think it could have been, like, he could have been man of the match. I just think a lot of things didn't quite go his way, but what I did like is that we got the ball into his feet. Now, obviously, the retainer has to be its Wolves, but we actually did get the ball into his feet. We didn't play many long balls today. We did play a few, but not as many as we do against a low block. So I wasn't unhappy with Cunha's performance today. I just think not a lot went his way. But, I mean, he did get an assist, didn't he? He could have had a couple of goals as well. Yaro came on and did well. I give him a 6. Martinez came on well and did well. I give him a 6. Mainu came on and did quite well in a very short, small cameo. I give him a 6. And Dorgu and Zexi can have a 6 as well. Amorim, tonight, realistically, you can only beat what's in front of you. He's won the game 4-1. I'm trying to think. I mean, look, you've got to give him a 7 tonight, haven't you? I mean, realistically. I mean, obviously, some of you disagree, but I think, look, Manchester United winning is never a bad thing. We've won 4-1. I know there's context. I know it looked like a game from Soccer Aid, as somebody said, but ultimately you can only do what's in front of you. And if that turns into a win against Bournemouth, I think that's more credible. All right, there's not a lot of credibility in beating, you know, it's a little bit like being a boxer and getting into the ring with some, you know, journeyman who's shit and you knock him out in the first round. You've won the fight, you can flex your muscles, but ultimately it's a crap opposition. But we can only beat what's in front of us. And it really depends what we do over the next 3 games, doesn't it? And, you know, that the jury's out on that. But in the context of the game, what more can Amorim do? Like, he's picked a team that's won 4-1. You know? So I think seven's based on tonight. Exactly, Jamie. But look, I don't think Bruno's been very good this season. I've given him 7.5 and man of the match. You know, I don't really rate De Ligt. I've given him 6.5. These are ratings on tonight. And I think one thing I would say is we've got to be fair about that. We've got to judge player ratings on the game tonight. That's what we've got to do, surely. Man of the match, I think it'll be Mason Mount. Oh, surprise, surprise, Cilla Black. I mean, I'm surprised by that. I gave it to Bruno because I was just going on the whole, that's how he gets in Premier League Player of the Month by, you know, stats. I really did think it would be Mount. I mean, Mount is second place with 32, but I thought Mason Mount would win that. There we go. Robert McCormack's devastated. Make sure you smash a like on the video, by the way. It's all love, Mark. Let's keep pushing, says Carrion. Thank you very much. Love you too. Look, we can all disagree. We can all agree and disagree. It's absolutely fine. That's what we do. Let's just not get abusive. Maybe Cunha just tried too hard tonight. Yes, I think exactly that, Chris. Sunderland is impressive, but Bournemouth is, says Kazoom. Mount was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Done that one. Why aren't our fans protesting like the Wolves fans, says, I don't know, mate. I don't know. People are tripping. Ahmad spins defenders, says Frank. A week from now, Bournemouth at home, difficult, says Kazoom. De Ligt trying hard before the World Cup. Sell him in the summer, says Araki. Open heart surgery pending. Ineos plan is 3 years, so basically we're not getting the surgery required. We will spoil any new signings we make, says Pran. Just bought 10 bottles of Ineos hand wash. Thank you very much. Okay, they are live on the... Someone says check Ahmad's story. I mean, they'll all be on Instagram tonight because they've just got to grab a result. I mean, I'm not even knocking them. You don't know when the next win's coming from. So you've got to get on there now and, you know, we're cooking, etc. Agbadu. He stole my bloody joke. Ahmad. Anyway. Yeah, let's cut Ahmad some slack. I think he's a good player. And I don't think he was bad tonight. And let's not scapegoat players. And let's not... I heard someone calling him the next Anthony. Come on. You know, I think he's a good player. Anyway, let's get over to the fan forum. They are live. Different opinions. That's what it's all about. Absolute legends tonight. Thank you very much for keeping me company in what was a bit of a strange game at times, to be honest. And I will speak to you on the next one. Take care. Thanks for watching. Let's spam the chat with Agbadu. No, that'll work.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.